This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been in the right place. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Listen, we're going to talk some Caps with John Walton coming up at 1 o'clock. At 1:30, Mark Seagraves is going to join us, get us all up to speed on everything going on at RFK.
Okay.
B, from what I hear, it sounds very, very exciting at RFK. But I also talked with some folks like, nothing's a done deal until the city and the neighborhood can get behind it, too. Like, this is a huge first step, but I don't start thinking the steps are over.
Well, I'm just going to say this. If the city gets the ability to be able to make it happen, it's going to happen.
I also think this ownership group and these are people with real juice, man. They got connections and money and do things the right way.
You think if they thought it wasn't possible, they would have been behind it?
I think if they thought it wasn't possible, they'd already be breaking ground in Landover.
That's where we go. Yeah.
I think it's an exciting time for the stadium stuff, especially as the team's doing well and the city's kind of doing well. Dan Quinn just spoke. I'm curious what, if anything, stood out for you from his comments.
Everything he's saying, I'm expecting, you know.
To me, him saying, like, yeah, it's finally nice just to be back on a normal week.
Yeah.
I think that's a real thing. I think they got out of their flow, and I think Quinn is a big flow guy, if you will. Like, I think he's very much a planned, detailed, process-oriented person.
Then you can you know what's happening a little bit better. When
right.
things are off, you're not sure.
I think perhaps the most important comment he made was, did you hear what he said when I asked about the O-line?
No.
He said, it's pool party time. He said,
"Oh yeah, I heard him joking. What you comment about that?"
Yeah, he said everybody's going to be on the full, like nobody's going to be on the injury report. Everybody's going to be a full participant, and that's the first time that's happened in a long time.
Yeah,
and I think if you, I mean, you talked about him for weeks, if not months, about Biadasz, about how nasty he was. The level of security they had on the interior of that offensive line, and they just didn't have it the last couple of weeks.
They did.
Cam Hayward beat him up pretty good. Jalen Carter beat him up pretty good. And when you have that sort of interior disruption, it messes everything up. Go back to the 4th-and-2. Now, granted, there was like a little, whether it was the cadence issue or a snap issue or just him bobbling a snap, whatever it was, like that impacted that play, but the interior pressure impacts everything.
Totally.
And I think if you get the O-line healthy is just a huge, huge factor. I don't know.
That's the most important thing because everyone feels that this offense has to get back to where it was. And it's very easy to just say, oh, the quarterback. Quarterback can't do a damn thing without O-line.
Right. We've seen that. I am curious what you think going forward of Lattimore. He's not going to practice today. They'll see as it gets closer later in the week is how that was explained.
I think when he got here, you know, we were thinking it could have been like a a Davante Adams type thing, but he was obviously had to be hurt. And I think you wait till he's able to go, and then you go with him. Don't rush that.
I don't know if you and I talked about this since I asked him on Monday. I asked DQ if there had been any surprises in Lattimore's timeline. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, did he get here and this thing was more complicated maybe than you expected? And he said, no real surprises, but we've just got to take it very slow. And
I agree.
It's a soft tissue thing with a speed guy.
Yep.
And so, right.
And the whole thing is to get him healthy and then have him play for an extended period of time. No one is just expecting him to play one game, two games. You want him to be able to finish this season up. If things go how we expect them to go, you want to be able to get into the playoffs and do some great work, you know, and then have him a healthy dude next year as well. As I stated earlier, and I guess people don't like to hear it, rebuild.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because DQ didn't want to hear rebuild, right? He wanted to recalibrate and all that.
Call it whatever you want to call it. It's the same thing. They are starting over. And they'd much rather have all those guys in place when they completely start this thing than have the guy come in, have one great game, and be out for the rest of the year.
I agree with that. And I think it's not that complicated. I don't think Lattimore was a rental. I think they want Lattimore to be part of this thing going forward. Now, you'll probably have to guarantee some cash. Like, there's probably going to be some contractual manipulations that need to occur. But that's fine. That happens. If he is of that caliber player, then you're in good shape with it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, based on what I've seen from him, I am excited to see him get on the field whenever it happens.
Yeah, you'd like it sooner than later. I think if you had to pick 2 weeks where you don't need him, it might be these next two. Although, dude, whatever, it's Cowboys week, just start there. Can we make a rule, B? Can you and I, outside of these four walls and the prison cell and the aquarium, nobody might listen to us, let's stop with Dallas week. Like, that used to really matter and be
it
a really
and
important
I think
thing.
The hope is to get it back, though.
Right, but let's get it back and then talk about Dallas
week. Yeah, but you don't get
asking
it back without
Dan
talking
Quinn,
about it.
Asking Dan Quinn about Dallas week in his first year here,
hey,
it's just you want to ask him about coaching against the Cowboys where he used to work? Cool.
But think about it. Coaches run in, and the first thing they talk about is Commander's mindset and culture. Same thing.
You
got to switch it and keep moving.
Yeah.
But he understands. This dude is close from his area. He understands
how
the fans are. You going to get asked those questions, dude.
It's just, to me, so cliche to be like, hey, coach, it's Dallas week. What do you think? But that's part of the game, I suppose.
It's how it goes, Jay. We had people calling in telling you about their greatest moments yesterday. This is something for fans. May not be, I think the fact that players go and come and go, that means they got to get in and learn about the culture. Learn about the rivalries and things like that. You know, and you don't get that just by no one ever asking about it or putting it there. You got to put it there. Figure it out.
They are certainly playing the Cowboys this week, and you would love for them to beat their ass on a million different levels. I nobody will get away from that. Let's do this. We're going to talk a little Caps hockey, try to figure out what is going on with Alex Ovechkin. Depending what you believe on the internet, there's some folks that think this is a longer-term injury. There's some folks that think this is a shorter-term injury. John Walton joins us next.